Twitter, one mistake and we'll kill you. This guy took his smartphone out and basically videotaped himself from the neck down, going into a cathedral somewhere in Rome in the Eternal City, finding some of these pagan ritual idols that are currently desecrating sanctuaries across Rome, thanks to Papa Francis and his scheming and conniving Shamazonian synod shaman. Guy goes in there and does what many of us have said needs to be done. Some instances. That is, men are going to have to start acting like men again. And I have to go like, you know what? I'm not going to let you do that. You remember the story I told you about there was a church in, I want to say it was in Brazil. It was one of the South American countries. And it was a very agriculture-based town that the church was in. And the men, before they would go off into the fields, were used to going to church early in the morning before they go off and work. They go at like 5:30 or something like that. And many of them would meet there beforehand. And if you're not a Catholic, this won't mean anything to you. If you are, then you'll get this. Many of the men would meet there and they would pray a rosary together for the day and for their intentions for their families and all that. Then the mass would be held and they go to work. Well, they got a new priest. And the first day that the priest was on duty there for that morning mass, he did the proper parts, and then he got up to give a little homily. And he got up, and he started making fun of the men and telling them, hey, you know, you don't have to do all that stuff with those beads in your hands and all that. She's not going to come and help you. You just need to come in here and just be quiet for a little while. Let me do my thing. Get your wine and crackers in and get out. But this devotion that you get, that you clowns have to these beads, you need to stop that, because this devotion has never really worked, never really helped. I can't remember. It was the TFP, but John Horvat published the story. And he was in the middle of this harangue and then was getting ready to say something about the devotion to the Sacred Heart of our Lord. At that point, one of the men stood up, pulled out a revolver, cocked it, and pointed it at the priest and said, Padre, you stop blaspheming our Lord and his mother right now, or I will drop you where you stand. And the priest went, humana, 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 blah, 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 finished the mass. To never be seen from again, because he immediately got a transfer. Now, some of you are going, I'm in a church, please. That, you don't pull guns on people in churches. Well, in this instance, it sounds to me like it was justified. So, Maggie, is this the video of the guy going in? Is that the video in the chat room? Okay, so help me. I'm going to describe what you described to me. So the guy goes, he videotapes himself.
Videotapes himself from the neck down walking into one of these churches. He kind of looks around, sees three of these Pac Mama whatever idols, picks them up into his hands, videotapes himself carrying them down the street, walking to the Tiber and tossing those jokers in.
Yeah, he goes to the Tiber River and throws them in. Now, I would love to have had some audio throw them in. Hey, let's see your shaman power now. (844) 527-8723 is our call in line telephone number. That's just one thing that we saw. Now, if you didn't see this on Friday, or if you didn't hear about this, this was the most heinous, most heartbreaking thing many people have ever seen. It happened in Rome on Friday. There was a ceremony that was happening during a mass. You could see the priest off standing right there on the altar. This what the hell is the name of this this idol? Is brought in a procession. Note that they had the tapestry from the opening day ceremony, burying of the tree there. They bring this thing in, and these people are in the orans position and are praying to this pagan deity and chanting their prayers to this pagan deity while priests and altar servers look on and clap. It's the most blasphemous, most painful, most shocking thing many people had ever seen in their entire lives. As a matter of fact, when it hit social media, when it got to Facebook feeds and Twitter feeds, of course, because it's so shocking, many people just couldn't believe it. They still don't believe it. All right, you guys staged that video. There's no way that actually happened. No, it happened. Anyway, George will tell you, when George Neumeier comes on next hour, he'll tell you. There's no way you guys staged that. Papa Frank would never let that happen. Oh, yeah. Yes, he did. He was there. And some of us have been commenting for quite some time. It's going to, you know what? These people are going to push us to the point. I've been saying this for a couple of months now, maybe even a year now. Being humble and meek does not require you, or one, especially if you're the man of the house, to be a sissy. Being meek and humble is not a get-out-of-jail-free card so that madmen or sexually starved wackos can have their way with your wife and your children, or so that pagan deviants can have their way with your church. You do not have to accept blasphemies and desecrations. Now, people think that you're just supposed to take this, right? And you're just supposed to accept it and go, I really wish they wouldn't do this. You know, you're like a soy boy. You're supposed to never, Gillette, defend this. Oh, well, that's just what they think. We have to respect all opinions. No, we don't. Again, error has no rights. I'll use the story of the guy that stood up and pulled the revolver on the priest and said, either you stop bashing our Lord and his mother, or I'll drop you where you stand. And this story that Mrs. O'Connell is showing the video of in the chat room, at first you may think it's amusing. It's not amusing. It's actually it's an act of courage, and it's an act of heroism. And with the so you can see some still shots from the video in the chat room, which almost all of you are not in this morning here on the Mike Church Show at crusadechannel.com/chat. See that's a still. You can see the river in the background. So he stands him up, and then he whacks it into the river, into the Tiber River.